according to the National Retail Foundation. People are expected to spend nearly $1,000 on holiday gifts this year on average. That's slightly less than last year. And because of COVID-19, most consumers plan to do at least some, maybe even all, of their shopping online. The Better Business Bureau is urging people to do their homework before heading to the Cyber Mall, and they say we should be especially vigilant of scams. Jim Temer is the CEO and president of the Better Business Bureau serving Wisconsin. Jim, welcome back to Central Time.
Great to be here, Rob.
All right. Well, thinking back to pre-pandemic times, Jim, how much did we have to worry about online scams? We had them before COVID, for sure.
That's right. And actually, for the 3 years before 2020, so well before COVID, online scams like this were in the top three every single year for the past 3 years and growing, because more and more people were just going, as you said, to the Cyber Mall. And now, after stores were shut down, people don't want to leave their homes. They're finding, hey, I can sit home and it's pretty easy to shop online. The amount of holiday scams, shopping scams are really through the roof. We've seen over a 300% increase in consumers looking to examine online retailers to see if they're legitimate or not. So at least people are starting to do that homework.
All right. If I'm looking at a website, I see what looks like a pretty good deal. How do I assess whether it's a legitimate business if it's not something I've heard of before?
Well, first of all, if that deal looks too good to be true, as cliche as it sounds, it probably is. Scammers rely on price and price alone. And it starts with, believe it or not, how you search. Say you want to buy an Aaron Rodgers Green Bay Packer jersey for your nephew for a holiday. And you see they're usually $150. And then you go into Google and you type in cheap football jersey or discount football jersey. The ads that come up, some of those more than likely will be scams. But then I guarantee you, once you open your Facebook or your social media, the things that you're going to scroll through then for Aaron Rodgers football jerseys probably are scams. And the platforms that reported the most consumers who lost money, Facebook was number one, Google was number two, and then direct merchant websites and Instagram and pop-ups after that. So it's really out there all over the place. And what you can do, first of all, you can beware of those fake websites. Check the URL. Sometimes they spell them a little differently. Walmart will have two L's instead of one, or they'll put a number in there somewhere, or it's just slightly different. But they take professional photos off of legitimate websites of real items, and they put them on theirs. You can also check out that URL address. There should be an S. It should start with an HTTPS, and that S means it's secure. And you can put your personal information, your credit card in there, or there might be a little padlock up in the address line as well. Those are just a few things to look for. Another one is you can do some research on the website. A lot of times scammers will put these sites up. They're there for a couple of weeks, a couple of months. It comes down, they start another one. Is there a return policy? Is there an about us section? Does it talk about consumer protection plans in there? Does it talk about where we are located? You can Google their address and see if it's a real place or not, or is it the middle of a cornfield? So do your homework ahead of time. And really, don't make those snap decisions based only on price when you're scrolling through your social media.
All right. Suppose we already bought that thing and it never came. It doesn't seem like there's any way to get redress for that. What should we do when we know our money has been charged and we're not getting something from them?
Well, depending on the type of payment you made, you might be out of luck. The other thing we recommend always is use a credit card when you're shopping online. Don't send any kind of online wire transfers. Some debit cards are not protected with the same security and same protections you get when using a credit card. That's one of the reasons you're paying, 18-19%, whatever it is, on credit cards, because that's built in. So if you order something and it never comes, or it's a cheap knockoff imitation, you got scammed, you contact your credit card company and hopefully they'll refund that money. Also, you can report that. Report it to BBB.org. We've got a thing called Scam Tracker. It's an interactive heat map. It shows scams going on across all of North America. We compile all that information and we share it with law enforcement. I'd like to say that we have luck prosecuting some of these scammers, but most of them are overseas. And like I said, these URLs come up, the website comes up, a few weeks later it comes down, and they have another one with a different name. So it's really difficult to find them. So that's why we're getting consumers, getting your listeners to think before they buy, and hopefully they're not left not even holding the bag and just out their money with nothing on the back end.
Talking to Jim Temer from the Better Business Bureau serving Wisconsin, looking at holiday shopping scams and how to avoid them. Okay, Jim, suppose we buy something, they deliver the goods, but you're like, wait a minute, Aaron Rodgers' number is 97. If you get fraudulent goods or something other than promised, is there a recourse there?
Well, same thing. If you have a credit card, you definitely can dispute the charges, and hopefully they won't charge your credit card or you'll get your money back. And also, maybe it is a legitimate a website. You know, that's what I mean. Check ahead of time and see if they have return policies, what it is. You know, if it's through Amazon, they have certain things. If it's Facebook Marketplace, whatever it is. But if you know that ahead of time and then you get it and you're unhappy with it for any reason, or maybe it's broke, you know, you order something and it comes and it's broken, you're going to have to return that. So make sure you know those policies ahead of time. But if you don't know the policies and you go back to the website and it's not there, or they don't have a phone number for a contact us, those are all red flags. And if it's going to cost you a little more money to go with a legitimate website, please do so. The other thing we are really promoting for people is, even though we're all shopping online, remember those local businesses in your towns or that are near you. You might not be visiting them over the holidays, but gosh, you know, support them. If you can buy a gift card for a local business that you can give to somebody, or for a service, you know, a class or a restaurant, we still have to support those local businesses all we can.
Well, and there's a reliability factor there too. We know their address. We know the place. We may have a track record with them. And I'm guessing more and more, or I know more and more stores and restaurants are finding ways to still do their business in hopefully in mostly COVID safe ways. So there is that reliability element of the store that's been there 20, 50 years versus the website I just found just now.
You bet. And, you know, you can use the internet to help those small businesses too, or those local businesses that are going to be there. You want them to be there after COVID and do things that don't cost money. You know, give them a 5-star review, like and share their stuff they put on social media. So we can help them by buying things. We can help them by promoting their business as well. And that's not to say pay an extra, you know, 50% for something local. We all have our own decisions to make. But just keep it in mind and maybe, like you say, give an extra nod to those small businesses that are always going to be there for us, we hope, and that we know do things the right way.
And Jim, as we wrap up, a closing message for listeners when it comes to shopping safely?
Boy, do your homework ahead of time. And again, this time of year especially, stick to a budget. Create that budget. Know what it is. No one's going to love you anymore if you go over your budget. So stick to it. So in January, you aren't pounding your head.
Jim, thanks a lot for joining us today.
My pleasure. Take care.
Jim Temer is CEO and president of the Better Business Bureau serving Wisconsin. We talked to him about how to shop safely online, shop wisely too during the holiday season. You can review these tips and learn more. By the way, we've got a link at WPR.org/Central Time.